Hey baby. What's up? And I swear to God, if you say you're dick, I am going to leave and never ever come back. Yes, it was very low hanging fruit. What's wrong? You can't fall asleep. I don't know what I can do to help you with that. Baby, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. My legs hurt so much. Why do you do this? You know I'm whiny when I'm tired. Okay. Why don't I mumble? I mumble and mumble at you until you go to bed. Okay? Does that sound nice? Yes. Yes, I will mumble at you. I will do this for the team. Well, maybe we should start with the usual. Well, I think the weather was pretty nice today. It was really cold, but the sky was very clear. And you know, I like cold weather anyway, so it wasn't that big a deal. But then again, I spent all day working with dogs, and any day you spend working with dogs is a pretty damn good day. Well, we got a new hire, and let's just call her Vicky. And I know she's new, and I try to be very, very lenient with new people. But Vicky is a fucking idiot, man. So dumb, so dumb. And I have to wonder if maybe I'm a little bit jaded. But I feel like it's just common knowledge that you don't try to headbutt a dog. You don't stare into its eyes and lean forwards. I feel like it's just common knowledge that that's just how you get bit in the face. You shouldn't need to work with dogs for 3 years to know that's gonna happen to you. Yeah. Lucky for her. I saw what she was doing, and I stopped it before it could happen. She got snapped at pretty fast, though. Nothing like seeing the fear on the face of a stupid idiot. Well, you see, she also left me out in the cold for about 3 hours to finish a job that probably should have taken one or two at max. So I'm kind of still a little bit PO'd about that. And the dogs were cold, and they were hungry, and they were being very sassy with one another. And when people do things that just rile up dogs to start a fight, it gets on my nerves because It's always me who has to break up these fights. Because no one else is stupid enough to run into a pack of barking, biting, jumping dogs to pull them apart. See, that's the weird shit that happens when you stay at a certain job for 3 years. But I really wouldn't change it for the world. I just love the dogs and the cats and most of the people. It's really nice watching the puppies grow up. It makes you feel like a strange aunt who kind of forces you to live in a 6x6 kennel for up to a month at a time. Although we don't usually get month-long boarding stays. But yeah. Pull the triple shift because I'm stupid. And then, because I'm even dumber than dumb, I thought it would be a good idea to go to the gym. Yeah, you can see why my legs hurt now, can't you? Well. While I was on the elliptical, I listened to a couple audios. I mean, you know how I enjoy listening to audios. And I was listening to one audio in particular. And I got so flustered that I kind of sort of bit the cement. And I know there's no actual cement on a treadmill, but if I had been running on the street, I definitely would have ate some apps. Okay, don't laugh at me. I'm so tired. I totally would have eaten some asphalt. Okay, there it is. It's a hard word. It's a hard word when you're tired. But yeah. I was listening to this really nice audio that somebody had PM'd me. Because I'm stupid. And I had promised myself that I wouldn't listen to audios until I came home from work and the gym. But you know how my curiosity gets to me. And for some reason I thought the best place to listen to this really, really cute audio was on a treadmill. And within the first 3 seconds, I was already wheezing, to be honest. It was embarrassing. I could see the people working in the gym just sort of like judging me, being like, dear God, this girl's only been on the treadmill for about, 30 seconds, and she's already out of breath. I believe that was my most graceless moment for this week. You already know about my graceless moment from last week. Let's not talk about it again, babe. Oh, God, it was so embarrassing. Oh. I just want to roll off the bed and into the ocean. But yeah, made a fool of myself at the gym, like always, because I'm stupid and I listen to sweet and cute audios on the treadmill and lose my footing and fall down. And when I get back up, I can't help that I'm still smiling because the audio is still going. And I and I am enjoying myself way too much. So that was pretty much how my day went. I mean, it wasn't a bad one by any measures. It wasn't save the world, find out that you inherited $1 trillion good. But I think I was happy today. And that's more than good enough. Don't you think? I'm hoping you're sleepy right now. Because I know I am. And I kind of regret not taking people up on their offers to be someone special with me, because I think right now the one thing that would bring my day from being just really happy to I want $1 trillion happy would be if I had someone to snuggle with. Someone who I could wrap my legs around. And nuzzle my face against. Someone who I don't know would want me to cuddle them. Or even cuddle back against me. I told you, I don't like being this sleepy and conscious because it makes me so whiny and needy. And it reminds me that as much as I like to be single and how much I utterly adore the independence and lack of responsibility it gives me, it can be really, really lonely sometimes. Especially if your roommates always have their partners over and you can hear them laughing and cuddle in the next room. And I'm not saying that I just want a warm body to hold on to. Because if I'm gonna do that, I mean, might as well just buy myself a heating pad and a body pillow. I'm saying that when I'm tired like this, I get really, really envious. Not jealous, because I don't think they're taking anything away from me. I'm envious because I want what they have. And I hate being envious so, so much. Because you'll say it's not me, but it is. It really, really is. And I just realized that this got really, really fucking depressing. And I'm sorry. This is why I don't make more sleepy, tired audios. Because I tend to lose my layer of peppiness and enthusiasm that I use to kind of just propel myself through my day. And when it's dark and I'm tired and cold, I don't know. It makes me miss something that I don't know if I've ever had, to be honest. Because goodness knows that I have not had the best history of relationships. I'm kind of I'm kind of like a field of landmines when it comes to relationships. So I spend a lot of time trying to avoid commitment because as much as nice as the cuddling and the kissing and just not being alone is, it's being in a relationship is a lot of work. And I don't feel like I want to do all that work. And I guess I'm just kind of, I don't know if I ever want to do that kind of work, or if I'm waiting to find someone who
makes me enjoy that kind of work. Or maybe I'm just ultimate looking for someone. Makes the work seem to be completely worth it. He makes me want to do the work because the payout is just so worth it. And again, I'm so sorry. This entire audio is going off on a tangent. It was supposed to be just like a cute me addressing you, telling you about my day, and just being really cute and snuggly and tired. But I kind of lost track of that, didn't I? This is why I don't do sleepy rambles. Because when I'm tired, my mind just tends to wander. I don't like sharing where my mind wanders because it makes me very, very, I wouldn't say depressed or sad. It just feels kind of empty, I think. I mean, that's how it feels. And I'm sorry, I'm so sorry that the person who requested this audio is probably just like, what the fuck happened to my request? And I am so sorry. I can't do sleepy, rambly audios. One, because my voice gets really whiny and it cracks a lot. And two, because I really, really lose track of whatever it is I'm trying to keep going throughout the audio. But I mean, I feel like this audio has been very, very long. And you've probably fallen asleep by now anyway. So, good night, sweetheart. And I hope that tomorrow's kind to you. And that your mind lets you be at peace. Because you definitely deserve that. Now, I'm just gonna go to bed, and chances are I will listen to this audio and be really, really embarrassed and just force myself to post because I've already committed to the bit. So if this audio is up, I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens and who comments and PMs me. It means so much to hear you guys give me feedback. Or just tell me how my audio made you feel. Because it is just like, I don't even know. Like, I'd like to say it's flattering, but it's more than that. It just, I don't know. But it's a good feeling. It's bright, man, it's bubbly. Like sunshine and giggles. And even to you guys who lurk, I see y'all playing this audio. I see the audio count going up. And I'm so tired, you guys. I'm sorry. My words are just not, I'm not doing the words well tonight, you guys. I had a long day. And now I'm having like a really rambly couple of minutes. But to all of you, thank you so, so much. You all. Thank you all so much. And also, what keeps popping? Okay, no, I'm a big girl. I can get through this. I can get through this. Okay. Thank you all so much. And I hope you all have just like sweet dreams and a great day. And good night.